在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Bush is accusing Congress of dragging its feet over his plans for helping the sluggish economy. Mr. Bush called a news conference earlier today. He said that Congress is blocking proposals like drilling for oil in protected areas of Alaska and allowing new refineries to be built. He says that those ideas could lower gas prices.And street battles raged in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood today. The U.S. military says that Shiite militants fired on an American patrol. Iraqi hospital officials say that more than a dozen civilians were killed. A U.S. military spokesman says that 28 militants were killed. Now, six American soldiers were also wounded.Southeastern Virginia is really picking itself up today from that tornado outbreak yesterday. There were no deaths reported after three tornadoes ripped through the southeast part of the state. More than 200 people, however, were injured. A few residents have had their very first-hand look at what has been left of their homes for the first time, but a lot of homeowners aren't even allowed back yet. The governor, who is, by the way, touring the area, has already declared a state of emergency.High gas prices and a sluggish economy have led to sales slumping for GM. Now, the world's largest automaker is making some massive cuts at four of its truck and SUV factories. 3,500 jobs will be cut beginning this summer. That represents 4% of GM's workforce. Laid-off workers will, however, be eligible for unemployment benefits and supplemental pay that totals 80% of their 40-hour pay before taxes. Major League Baseball is going pink for the day. 350 players, including Derek Jeter, Ken Griffey Jr., will be signing and swinging these pink Louisville Sluggers Mother's Day. All proceeds from these auctioned-off pink baseball bats will go to the Susan G. Komen For the Cure Foundation. If you're interested in buying one, let's say, one of these bats, just head to www.slugger.com. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online or on TV.